The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
But first, the Dáil is meeting in Dublin's Convention Centre this morning to vote Micheál Martin in as Taoiseach after the programme for government was agreed by the parties last night. But what's in it for business? We're joined by Mark Paul, Business Affairs Correspondent with the Irish Times. Mark, it's a long document. Perhaps you could say something in it for everybody to a certain extent. But when you get into the detail, what are the big planks in this for business?
There's two real planks for business, one in July and one in October. In July, they're going to have what's called the July Jobs Initiative. They originally called it the July Stimulus in the draft programme for government, but it's the July Jobs Initiative. And that basically is underpinned by what's called a National Recovery Fund, which is, there's no figure attached to it. We don't know how big this fund is going to be, but it's clear it's going to be borrowed money. And that fund is going to do three things in July. It's going to invest in infrastructure, which I guess looks after the construction industry. It's going to invest in retraining for workers who won't be able to go back to work because of COVID-19. I think a lot of that could be focused on the tourism industry, a lot of references to tourism in it. And the third aspect of the National Recovery Fund is helping businesses access credit. And they've sort of dangled the carrot there of possibly the state going guarantor on loans for businesses.
And am I right in saying that that would make a significant difference if that happened? Because a lot of small businesses in particular are saying, in theory, there's credit available, but, you know, it's too expensive and we don't know if we really want to borrow right now.
And a lot of small businesses, because of the state of the economy, they're not really good borrowing bets for banks. So you need a guarantor to stand behind them. So the state has dangled that carrot. There is another reference to a 2 billion euro credit guarantee scheme, but they'll need a lot more than that. One thing that's notable for its absence is any reference to direct grants for SMEs. And that's something that the SME sector, you know, John Moran, the former Secretary General of the Department of Finance, has been leading that charge. So that's not in there, and that's something that may cause a little bit of tension, direct fiscal transfers to SMEs. So after the July Jobs Initiative, the next plank in the programme for government for business is the National Economic Plan. That'll be in October on the same day as the budget. And that will set out a longer term strategy for how to steer the economy through COVID-19, through Brexit, and also through the just transition in terms of climate change. So there's a lot of language in that around, you know, there's a lot of high level task forces. The Department of the Taoiseach will lead a high level review group of the entire economy. I suppose they will look at through every nook and cranny of the economy and look for ways to make it, I suppose, green and for sectors of the economy, particularly looking at tourism in particular, to try and help them get back to work.
Is it all a bit woolly? Because there are task forces, there are committees, they're going to look into a lot of things. Mm-hmm. There are plans there, but there aren't figures to go with them.
The only figure they have at the very top of the document, which is more of an aim or a wish, is that they want 200,000 new jobs by 2025 on top of bringing back all the people into work who are out because of COVID-19. You're right, it's very, very woolly, deliberately so. There may be a very good reason for that, which is that Brexit is going to come along and rear its head again at the end of the year, and that could queer the pitch for everything, and there needs to be a lot of leeway. One industry that does get quite a few mentions in the programme for government is tourism, because the last time a new government came in at a time of economic crisis in 2011, Fine Gael built almost our entire economic recovery plan around tourism and a jobs-led recovery with tourism, because tourism is one of those industries where you can scale up employment really quickly and spread it all over the country. But you can see that it's going to be a natural point of contention, I think, between Fine Gael and the Green Party here, because how do tourists get to Ireland? 90% of them fly here. What does the Green Party want to do? It wants more taxes and aviation. So, you know, there seems to be some talk that perhaps the Department of Jobs could take over responsibility for tourism from the Department of Transport. And, you know, that seems probably will be a Fine Gael department. So it looks like they're going to take tourism away from the Green Party. But you can see there might be a lot of rows around the cabinet table over how to stimulate tourism in the years ahead.
And the diaspora, the gathering, return of the gathering is being suggested.
That's
as well.
Right.
2023, is it?
2023, the year of the invitations, they're going to call it. It's basically, this is a Fine Gael hobby horse. They wanted something for the 10th anniversary of the gathering, which is in 2013. So they're going to have a big initiative of events to try and bring people in. Of course, all of this is dependent on COVID-19 and coronavirus being solved by then. Because that international travel obviously has been turned on its head by that. And you can't have a year of invitations if people can't get here.
Broadly, how has this been received by the business sector, the business community? Are they behind it? Do they believe that it will happen, or do they feel it's, you know,
The business community has broadly welcomed it. IBEC has come out and welcomed it. All the various lobby groups have welcomed it. But I suspect what they're really welcome here is just a sense of stability and having a government in and of itself. There is very little hard detail in the document, that is there for them to welcome. There's going to be a big row over whether or not the state will pay to rebuild the balance sheets of SMEs. That's something that you can see coming. As you said, there's a lot of woolly language, but there's a lot of little hobby horses in there as well. I mean, there's one reference, for example, to the right to disconnect. What that effectively means. Some trade unions have been calling for rules to restrict employers from allowing them email us at 10 o'clock at night while we're at home, you know, on our smartphones, on our devices. And of course, we're all working from home due to COVID-19.
And of course, they introduced that in France, and it's really interesting to see whether or not that kicks in with the future of remote working. Yes. Mark Paul, Business Affairs Correspondent with the Irish Times, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.